Blessings of the prayers of all of the Messenger Muhammad for a whole month. This blessing to read will become an occasion to bring to the Messenger Muhammad peace, wisdom, and intelligence.
Amen.
And may it sweep away the hatred and evil and destruction which we have been suffering recently. Alhamdulillah. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أسأل التوبة والمغفرة والهداية إنه هو التواب الرحيم. وأوف عنا يا كريم وأوف عنا يا كريم وأوف عنا يا كريم. واغفرنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم. يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله. ألبر يا الله ألاهر يا الله. الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله هذه بشره من الله تعالى. فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين. اشفعنا إلى شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل الروحي من امر ربي صدق الله العظيم. الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Kareem, they will ask you about the soul. Tell them the soul is under the command of its Lord. Allah Ta'ala has created us as Ahsan Taqdeem, the best of His creation. When we were made out of clay, He has breathed into us from His own soul, our soul. He has taught us His own names, His own attributes. He has made us His Khalifa on this planet. And He has told us that He has created all and everything for us and us for Himself. And then He created something which is called Nafsi Ammara. And when He created Nafsi Ammara, our egos, He talked to it and He said, Ya Nafs, who are you and who am I? Our egos answered, you are you and I am I. In short, we are equal. So He threw the Nafsi Ammara into hellfire and burned it for 10,000 years to punish him. He took it out, asked him the same question, who am I and who are you, Ya Nafs? The Nafs said, after having burned for 10,000 years, you are you and I am I. And then He threw it into the hell of ice and froze it for 10,000 years and took him out and asked him the same question, Ya Nafs, who am I and who are you? And the ego said, you are you and I am I. By then, he had created the blessed month of Ramadan. And he made the nest fast and left it hungry and thirsty for 1 month. And he took him out from the month of Ramadan and asked, Ya Nafsi Ammara, who am I and who are you? Nafs said, you are my Lord, you are my Creator, you are my Sustainer. I am nothing but your creation and your servant. And then he took this nafs and placed it in us to test us whether we were worthy of all those honors which he had given to us. And all our lives we have to deal with the evil insinuations of our nature. Again in the Quran he says, Nafsi Ammara is going to lead you into evil. But then there comes the month of Ramadan. And in the month of Ramadan, as he did to it, we did it to our nafs. We left it hungry and thirsty and sleepless. Haven't you heard him during the Ramadan with a very weak voice? I am hungry. I am thirsty. I am sleepless. Were you able to tell it? And you were. Wait till the time of iftar. I will feed you and give you water and make you sleep after shower. Ramadan is the dominance of the soul over the nafs ammara. That is what we have experienced for 30 days. The soul who is under the order of Allah Ta'ala. So we did what the soul told us to do. Because soul obeys Allah Ta'ala. Don't eat. Eyvallah, we don't eat. Don't drink. Eyvallah, we don't drink. Don't sleep. Eyvallah, we sleep. Pray. Eyvallah, we will pray. We were truly a human being as Allah Ta'ala meant us to be during that blessed month. So now we eat and drink and sleep and we are back into the world. Eating and sleeping and having sex is what our animal selves like to do. But in the Ramadan, we did, at least we should have done, something else to make all our members fat, not only our stomach and our sex organs. We should have made our eyes fast to take lessons from what it sees, to see the hand of Allah Ta'ala in the flowers and in the leaves and in the air and the beautiful things around us. That is the fasting of the eyes. We should have made our hands to fast. Never hurt anybody. On the contrary, if somebody is sad and crying, to try to wipe the tears. Never take anything for anybody. On the contrary, to give. Our feet, we should have prevented it to go to the mall. But make us lead to the masjid. Our nose, try to smell the perfume of the Jannah, but not the smell of the kebab. Now, we can eat and drink, but we should continue fast of the eyes and of the hands and of the feet and of the ears. And we should remember how we felt during the month of Ramadan. I asked my wife how she feels. She says, I feel humbled. I felt humbled too. I felt weak and in need. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am proud of my poverty. That is what we felt during the Ramadan. For the poor cannot eat and cannot drink and cannot sleep. That is when we were truly Muslims. That is when we were under the dominance of our soul instead of our ego. But now we are back. We have shaken hands since last night with our egos. Hi, we are back. And he said, welcome back. Ibadallah, let us defend ourselves. Let us defend our souls. Who is in the command of Allah Ta'ala.
Amen.
You have satisfied our needs before we even realized it and given us much, much more than what we needed. But your greatest gift is that you have given your beloved, your best creation, the one who you have sent as your mercy upon all mankind, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our teacher, our example, our protector, and our intercessor. And through him, you have given us our Iman and Islam and Ihsan. Ya Rabbi, for all those gifts which we cannot possibly count, we haven't been thankful. Ya Rabbi, teach us thankfulness.
Amen.
And count us amongst the thankful
servants. Amen.
And sometimes, not often, you try us for all the honors and the gifts which you have given to us, whether we truly believe in you, whether we truly obey you, whether we love and appreciate you. Not that you know not, but so that we know ourselves. You test us with little sickness, with little pain, with little hunger, with little poverty, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality all is yours, just lent to us. And although you say, Inna Allahumma sabirin, you are side by side with the one who shows patience. And although you say,
The key to success is patience. The key to victory is patience. The key to paradise is education. We are never patient. When we are tested, we complain about you. We complain about you to our wives, to our children, to our friends, to our lawyers, to our doctors. Forgive us. Forgive the Messenger Muhammad.
Amen.
Teach us patience.
Amen.
And count us amongst your patient servants. Ya Rabbi, you say, hold on to the rope of Islam and do not separate yourself from each other. Your beloved says, my ummah is like a single body. If its finger aches, the whole body aches. And he says that if we do not love each other for your sake, that our iman is incomplete. Ya Rab, we do not love each other. We hurt each other, we kill each other, we behead each other. Ya Rab, have mercy upon the Ummah of Muhammad.
Ameen.
Ya Rab, have mercy upon the Ummah of Muhammad.
Ameen.
Ya Rab, forgive the Ummah of Muhammad.
Ameen.
Ya Rab, give back the unity to the Ummah of Muhammad.
Ameen.
Ya Rab, there were days when we were all together. We were beautiful, we were wise. We were truly human and we were truly human beings. And the whole world admired us and feared us and copied us. Ya Rabbi, look at us now. Have mercy upon the Ummah of Muhammad.
Amen.
Bring back the unity to the Ummah of Muhammad.
Amen.
Bring back the beauty and the wisdom and the kindness and the gentleness and the love back to the Ummah of Muhammad.
Amen.
Amen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وكرر الديدان فسكر سكران كذلك بروحاه وارواح اهدائه من التاريات والسلام تبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 فصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين والانبياء والصالحين والله أصحابي أجمعين الآمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.